The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Kieran Rosaria, CEO of Cadence Minerals. KDNC is ticker. Kieran, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure as always, Justin.
Yeah, you're not in the UK, are you, at the moment?
No. I'm in Brazil at the moment, just visiting the Amapa project, carrying on with some sort of admin and finance and operational stuff that we've got to keep on going. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll ask about that. How's it going? A lot of investors are excited about that project. But this bit of news is concerning Castillo Copper option extension to acquire Litchfield and Picasso lithium projects. What's happening here, Kieran?
Yeah, absolutely. So what had happened, if you recall, there was an announcement a few months ago in which Castillo Copper, a copper exploration company listed in Australia, had offered a total of around $3 million Australian dollars in equity to acquire the entirety of the lithium technology and lithium supply companies. Those companies have owned 100% of some key assets, specifically the Litchfield asset, which is right next to Core Lithium's, you know, very large, probably the next spodumene producer in Australia for lithium products. And the Litchfield asset is right next to it and is a long strike. So far, there've been some really great results in terms of Castillo Copper's work there. And they are very encouraged by the geological environment, its proximity to Core Lithium, and this how close it is in terms of strike of the pegmatite veins. And they've identified pegmatite veins. What they're waiting on, of course, and what we're waiting on is the assays. And as you may imagine, that of course there is a lot of assay, especially in Australia, you know, with lithium at sort of $20,000 per ton of lithium carbonate. There is a lot of interest in lithium and there's a lot of sampling going on. And unfortunately, that's really resulted in a backlog. So we've got about 650 samples, and there are some samples for specific elements and trace elements that have gone to Canada and it's just taken some time. So under the option agreement, CZ have requested an extension, that extension has been granted, and then effectively they have... once we've finally got all the assays back, which we'll report on, they've got a 30-day period to make their decision whether to invest exercise that option. Mm-hmm. And, so that's what we've done is we've just said, right, while those assays are waiting to come back, we'll extend it. And then once those come back, they'll have 30 days to make the decision. It's very positive from their side so far. And the assays hopefully will confirm the prospectivity of Litchfield, which is, you know, has the potential to be a really great deposit.
Yeah. Okay. And so it's just basically, you know, a workflow thing and timings and, you know, and nothing runs as smooth as you hope, does it sometimes, you know?
No, I suppose that we should take solace from the fact that there are a lot of people, looking for pegmatite deposits in around the world and in Northern Australia specifically to develop the next pegmatite deposit for the supply of lithium carbonate and other materials for electrification of vehicles, which, you know, at the moment, I think 10% of new vehicle sales are in the Western world are electric vehicles. And that's not plug-in, so pure electrics, which is, you know, that's pretty amazing. That's an exponential growth occurring there.
Yeah. Well, it's only going to carry on going one way, isn't it? Let's be honest, you know?
Yeah, it will do. I suppose the only if you were to say the only issue with on that demand, the demand will be there, is there enough lithium out there to actually deliver these vehicles? And I think that is ultimately going to be the bottleneck, which I'd mentioned about 2 or 3 years ago in an article where I thought that the reality is that there needs to be billions of dollars of investment in these new lithium supply chains. And that still hasn't occurred. It is occurring, but it still hasn't occurred. So it's really, it is a commodity boom and a commodity cycle, but specific to some very key commodities. Well, lithium isn't one, but lithium, copper, cobalt, nickel, iron ore to build the infrastructure. So I really, Cadence is really well positioned in that regard.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So everything going there. And considering you're in Brazil, I know some investors will say, well, what's happening with the Mapa? And of course, you can't sort of say anything that hasn't been released. But just you can you know, sort of confirm everything is going to plan, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. And there is nothing to be released. If there was anything material, we would do so. There's a lot of background activity going on, which is, I think people have looked at the courts and the EGMs. But this is all just part of the process of an operating company in Brazil, which, you know, the dev company is doing so. There's nothing material to our investment, our, you know, and the crystallization of investment. And once, let's be clear, once we have that settlement agreement signed, which we have agreed in principle, the credit committees are agreed, we will announce it. And if there's anything else material, we will announce it. The rest of it is really just noise and, you know, process, and has no material effect on the progress of the signing of the settlement deed. And where we are with that is we're finalizing that, and you know, we look to get it signed as soon as we physically can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, come on, as always, give us the three reasons then. If someone is listening, likes the sound of this, and not yet following you, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Cadence Minerals to their watch list, please, Kieran.
Yes, absolutely. So Cadence, as we've just highlighted beforehand, is exposed to, you know, key commodities and compounds that are critical for the implementation of what we're seeing of the commodity supercycle within the electrification of vehicles. We're exposed to, and you know, those exposures include lithium, which we have in terms of our European Metals Holdings stake, just below 9%. That one of the largest, the largest lithium deposit in Europe at this point in time. And we also have our exposure to Litchfield, which we've just talked about, which is, you know, a new early exploration asset, which looks very promising. So on the lithium side, we have our exposure through a JVs with Rare Earth Minerals, which is neodymium. Again, that's utilizing permanent magnets and electric vehicles. And iron ore through our exposure to primarily through to a MAPA once the settlement agreement is executed. And that is to do with the infrastructure around providing those the electrification of electric vehicles. So we, as a company, we're exposed across multiple commodities, all critical to the implementation of a green electrification of vehicles.
Excellent stuff. Kieran, thanks for the update from Brazil. And like I say, lots going on, so hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Yep, look forward to speaking to you soon.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.